Good evening, friends. It's me again, Brooks Gillespie, your phrasal verbs expert guru guy in Omaha, Nebraska. And I'm sitting on my porch again, and it's a muggy, hot July evening. It's actually 8:30 at night, and I know that Brazilians are accustomed to the sun setting a little earlier, but here in the summertime, we get really long days and oftentimes don't have the sun set until like after 9 o'clock. So I'm enjoying one of those beautiful, muggy, long summer afternoons. Well, our phrasal verbs today are fill out, hand in, and catch on. And we're going to start with fill out. The first thing to think about is the word full. When you make something full, it's because you're filling it up. So something that is full is something that is completely filled with something. The first definition for to fill out is to complete by providing requested information, especially on a form. So let's imagine a form like an application for a job. It's a piece of paper with many questions, and there are blank spaces where you write information. You fill or complete a form. So by writing the information in those spaces on that form, you are filling out. You are filling out the form. So here's a few examples of filling out with that definition. Sandy was looking for a summer job, so she filled out applications at several stores. So Sandy's looking for a job, she's going to a store saying, hey, I'd like to work here, and they're giving her a sheet of paper where she'll fill in her name and her address and probably her work history, and she's doing this at several places. She's filling out the application. The second example is when Linnea applied for financial aid for college, she had to provide lots of personal information when filling out online forms. So in this day and age of technology, oftentimes we don't write or fill things out using paper. Oftentimes it's done electronically. So in this case, she's applying for aid for college, and again, information is being requested, and she's answering all of the questions on the online form. She's providing all of the information that they want. So again, she's filling out a form, but in this case, it's done electronically. Now, a different example of to fill out is more of a physical filling out. For example, Brooks, I'm 43 years old. I used to be, when I was younger, I was skinnier, and unfortunately, as a lot of us age, we tend to fill out. We get more muscles, but unfortunately, as our metabolism slows down, we get a little more heavy set. So as I have gotten older, I have filled out. Here's my sentence. I was skinny as a teenager, but I started to fill out in my mid-20s. So once I became an adult, my metabolism changed, my habits changed, and I started to gain a little bit of weight, my face got fuller, etc. All right, our second phrasal verb of the day is to hand in. And it can be both literal and figurative. But imagine if you are giving something to somebody, you know, we use our hands. I am handing this in to another person. So my definition for to hand in is to deliver or submit something to someone, and it could be literally, physically giving it to somebody, or it could be figurative. First sentence, Billy's grades are bad because he often forgets to hand in his homework on time. So like any student in school, Billy has work to do. He does it at either in school, at home, and there are deadlines, and he is not handing in his homework to the teacher on time, and therefore his grades are suffering. Another example, as a result of major policy disagreements, the Attorney General handed in his resignation to the President. So in this case, the Attorney General has decided not to work anymore for the President, and so he is going to hand in his resignation. And that could be that could be figurative. He may not like physically have a resignation that he gives to the president. He may call him or he may send an email. But in any event, that's another example of handing in something to somebody. The kindergarten teacher asked the kids to hand in their artwork by the end of the day so she could display it in the lunchroom. So again, we have a physical handing in. The little kids are with their crayons, they're coloring pictures and using glue or whatever little kids do to make artwork. At the end of the day, the teacher wants them to hand in their artwork because she plans on putting it on display in the lunchroom where everybody can see it and enjoy it. The third phrasal verb for the day is to catch on. The most simple and easy explanation for this is, well, there's two definitions for to catch on. The first is to become popular. At first, Facebook was popular primarily among young people, but it finally caught on with older people as well. If you can remember, 7 or 8 years ago, most of the people that were on Facebook were college students. In fact, I think it started at a college in the United States, and mostly college students used it. But as it became more and more popular, it started to catch on with older people. It started to become more popular with older people. I feel quite confident that the Brazilian practice of eating rice and beans every day will never catch on in the United States. And this is funny to me because I've traveled to Brazil and I know that Brazilians eat rice and beans every day, and we don't do that here. Sometimes we have rice with the meal, sometimes we have beans, but it's not something that we do on a daily basis. And Brazilians often will come here and they'll miss that. They're so accustomed to having that on a regular basis. I was in Brazil and a friend even told me it's not a meal if there's no rice and no beans. So I really doubt that that practice of eating rice and beans every day will ever catch on in the United States. It'll never become a popular or a common practice here because of cultural differences. Now, another definition of to catch on is to understand something. My official definition here is to understand what something means or to learn to do something. I thought my directions would confuse you, but you're catching on very quickly. So in this case, catching on quickly means you are understanding, you are learning fast. You're not confused, you're not slow, you're quickly understanding. And my goal is that all of you, as you study phrasal verbs, will catch on to what's going on. You'll start to understand how to use these phrasal verbs, and hopefully all of these examples and sentences that we provide you will help you to catch on quickly. And the final thing I'm going to do, I always love to do this because every lesson includes three phrasal verbs. I always try to create a sentence that combines all three for one sentence. Now, okay, let's imagine that you need to apply for jobs and there are lots of places hiring, so you're going to turn in applications at many places. So I hope that you catch on very quickly how to fill out the application and hand it in. Got that? So that's all for today. Again, it's been my pleasure to discuss phrasal verbs with you. Happy studying to one and all.